it up. Very good. You hear that? That's a bone shaker, Earthquaker by Jeff Yorinino from jfrocks.com. That's the call sheet theme song. Thank you, Jeff, for making that for us. Letting us use that. You know how tough it is to license music?
It's impossible, next to impossible.
Like, two things get 10% of a budget on a film: art department and the music budget. It's crazy. To license music?
That's why you have friends who do music.
Hey, let's call Prince. Maybe he'll like put a song music. We'll just use it and maybe he won't sue us.
You know what though? It's better to have original music, because then, you know, then it's not quite as telegraphed. Oh, this is the song that always plays when the bad guy shows up.
Yeah.
Or this is the song that always plays when the lover redeems himself and they get back together. No. Wait a minute.
John Hughes would get cheap music by finding absolutely not even broken yet people and would break them subsequently.
Yeah.
I was just talking about Dramarama today and like Pretty in Pink and Psych Furs. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Psychedelic Furs, Pretty in Pink, then led to Dramarama.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music can be, you know, there's a soundtrack and then there's the score. The soundtrack is, I'm thinking, what was the one, the record? The Lucas movie, American Graffiti.
Yeah.
American Graffiti had like 53 music cues, mm-hmm. you know, but they're playing like 3-minute songs, the old, and it was the music, he wrote the scenes around the music and, you know, or you can also, you know, pick the music for the scenes. But I love it when writers have it in mind, you'll see it in scripts.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see, oh, this plays. And sometimes they're the trite, oh my God, really? They're using that? Sarah McLachlan song.
And you know what though? Like that can even just be another like tip. You know, like something like this is the
like Adagio
song
for strings. You're gonna cry right now.
Yeah. Or it can just be like a nod to your music, you know, to your post sound coordinator when he's talking to your composer or when he's talking to, you know, your music.
And you can use it as character. Someone goes, turn that shit off.
Yeah. You know, or whatever.
I love when they use source music that you think is score, and then the character comes in and it walked past a jukebox where they turn something off, and you're like, "Oh, that was part of the
next scene."
That was source music.
And you know, another great one for that, I think, is Empire Records. You know, it's just such a great. You know, there's this great music. The music points to something. They do live music. Sugar High with Coyote Shivers. Love that. A friend of mine knows Coyote, and she keeps telling me, I'm going to get Coyote to show up at your birthday party. I'm like, you do that, be prepared to clean up the mess, because you do it, I'm going to shit a brick. Like, you know.
Brick isn't messy, it just sits there. It's fine.
I know, right, but still, you want to pick up somebody else's brick of shit? Like, maybe that's why she doesn't invite him to my birthday party.
That's a great short. Yeah. Oh my God, if I met, like, Beyonce, I would just shit a brick. You know, and then like, they go, oh, here's Beyonce. And you just see their pants.
You know what? That'll be a fun short. You and I should do that. I'm talking to one of my, oh my God, if I met Keith Coogan from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, I'm going to shit a brick.
Yeah.
And then you just show up and be like, what's up, man? The dishes are done.
Gabe's not even stoned.
No.
It's funny, I've been shooting shorts and you're smart to incorporate women and diversity.
It's the only reason anybody watches.
Yeah, but most shorts are like two white guys.
Yeah, or, no, you know, nobody wants
like
to see that.
Five of them. And it's like tough to see. No, I want to see. I don't necessarily want to watch a romantic comedy every time.
What? No, here's it's very simple and it's very base. Men want to see women because men find women interesting. Women want to see women so they feel represented on film.
So, and have a way into the story.
Yeah. They've got to have something they can relate to.
Waiting to Exhale, and not that a woman wouldn't love Jaws.
Right.
But it does help to tell, you know.
But you've got to have a way in.
They get a really shallow character. They're Sean Young in Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to deal with it. Now Sharon Stone in Casino is a different story.
Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct is a different story.
Sharon Stone in Total Recall is high. No, baby, you know what? Even though I'm totally fake and I'm not your wife, I've kind of, during the time I've really grown to...
I really liked to have the sex with you while you were pretending to be married to me.
The only problem with the future is there are no more housekeepers. The robots clean up. You cannot have sex with the robot. You cannot have a small child with the robot. Arnie, that's what happened this year. Arnie.
To try.
What was that?
I said, but that's the thing we love about Arnold is we can count on him to try.
I will try. I'll do my best.
I will try to impregnate the robot maid.
I'm going to sneak in a year wrap up. Nobody's done it yet. We're only on goddamn date.
We're doing it early.
The 8th. It's December 8th, Saturday, 2012.
Somebody help me get out of this voice.
Okay, get out of it.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The year in review, because nobody's done it yet, and 2012 has been a bitch tit of a year.
It's been wild.
Call in if you have any stories for this year. Great
transitions.
Is there a
phone number that they can call?
There's a phone number. What's some people number? Know it. I don't have my call board up.
It's 800-893-9562. Sorry, I had to burp. I had a little
9562.
Bit of gas. 9562. Okay. 9562, yeah. So 800-893-9562.
I can burp the alphabet, so.
800-895-893.
Jeremy, Mindy, I'm tech kind of savvy, but where's that little call window, you know, to see if people call in?
It's right there. It's on the screen.
It is.
You're just not looking at it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't see your screen from where I'm sitting. I'm on the opposite side of the... For those of you listening that would like to know the geography of the room, Keith and I sit across from each other at a giant table.
Can't see what I'm seeing, man. This is terrible. I don't know. Something like that's supposed to pop open. Wow.
So, well, okay. We're doing the year in review, but I do want to nod to things coming up. What's coming up? Mayan apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to die.
We're all, except they didn't count leap year, so it should have happened in like July.
We have another calendar they found that goes longer. Thank you guys for hooking that up. They just took over the computer hacker
style. Somebody at the office the other day mentioned something really funny. If the Mayans were so fucking smart and they could predict things, why didn't they see Cortez coming? Like, hey, there's this guy on a horse who's going to kill all of us. We should probably like shoot him on sight. Let's arrow between the eyes. You know?
I started watching The Deadliest Warrior. And it's, you know, they now have started taking on the best of each time and place. And it all comes down to metallurgy. It comes down to who had bronze, who had tin, who'd, you know, learned to make it tougher and stronger and were able to. Then it got to the firearms and stuff. It's just beautiful. And they'll put the Celts versus Persian immortals. And I like that episode, even though the Celts lost.
Mm-hmm.
The Celts didn't wear armor. Bare chest with like blue paint.
Yeah. It'd be in the blue paint.
Dumb skull and the immortals are in this like whole steel getup. So the one thing that happened in 2012 is I started this radio show in January of this year.
I thought you started it in December of last year.
I did a guest on Vince's show in December. And then I was like, let's start the first Saturday of the year or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there was one before that. I don't know. Can't remember. It's on skidrowstudios.com and you click on shows and you'll see like all 16 shows. We got the new show, Lanita. What's it called?
LA Nista.
What's that one?
So Los Angeles Nista is by this guy named Eddie Solis that's in this band called It's Casual. And the big thing with Eddie, he's gotten a lot of press because he's a huge Los Angeles public transportation advocate, which in L.A. is a rare thing in itself. But he's a huge advocate of public trans, and he's been in L.A. Weekly and a bunch of things like that because of him and his band. And his band, the songs they sing all have something to do with the Metro or whatever. He's got one called The Red Line, and, you know, it's real heavy. And they just played at the Troubadour recently. It's a great show. The show's not so much about his music, but it is more about Los Angeles and... his tagline's kind of like everything that you should know about Los Angeles.
That's really cool.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Need more people using public transportation in Los Angeles.
I started taking the bus at like 12 maybe to ride from deepest Malibu hour on the 434 and go into Santa Monica.
Public transit.
From there, I take the skateboard up Wilshire and go to Westwood.
Yeah.
And there were 7 or 10 operating theaters in Westwood. Yeah. All my friends were there, and I'd do see a double feature,
mm-hmm.
and go skate back to Santa Monica, hop on the bus again for an hour and go home. And I started doing that. And I was like taking theater at like 14 or so.
Yeah.
And leaving school and going right into town.
Public transportation in Los Angeles is not bad.
Subway's awesome.
Yeah.
You're like, this is Los Angeles?
It took me, there was a while I didn't have a car. And I had to go every week to an acting workshop up in North Hollywood. And I live in Hollywood. And it literally took me half the time between walking from my apartment to the train station, taking the train, walking from the station to where the class was held, took me half as much time as it did to get in my car and drive. It's insane.
I like taking the train under the mountains.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's
and that's
scary as hell. Get on the Hollywood Boulevard, right there at the Hollywood Strip. Take it north one stop. You'll get off at Universal Studios. It's just scary. You got this huge mountain over you.
It's awesome. Don't expect to have cell phone service, though. You got a mountain on top of you. Don't try. It was hilarious. I'd 9/11. See people trying to make a phone call.
I was riding that train underneath the mountain, and 9/11 had already happened.
Yeah.
I was like going to an appointment. I was like, everyone on the train was talking. Are they going to bomb the trains? Oh my God, what are they going to do? Mm. They're going to get us. We had another 9/11 this year, Benghazi.
Yeah.
Amazing election. Everybody's dying. For musicians and actors, and it's, you know, usual, but we had a great number of like trips this year, like the triple deaths. We'll find that all on the internet. Call in 800-893-9562. That Metropolitan Museum of Art number is 893-9562, and it's toll free, so
it's a 1-800 number.
Yeah, it's an 800 number.
Biggest movie of the year. Guess biggest, highest grossing film of 2012.
Skyfall.
No. Not yet, at least.
Animated.
No.
I have no idea.
Avengers.
Oh.
Avengers number one, Dark Knight number two. Avengers, total gross, $623 million.
Domestic.
It says here total gross. Mm. Maybe that is domestic.
Total gross.
No, it's not. It doesn't.
You got to go to Box Office Mojo.
I'm on Box Office Mojo. Okay. I'm here. I'm on Boston's Box Office Mojo. Number two, Dark Knight Rises, $448 million.
Ooh.
That's... And then The Hunger Games. That makes me a little sad.
No, it
Three
was
and
a
four,
normal...
Hunger
kids
Games
are reading.
Twilight.
This is good. Kids should be reading. They're reading.
But they're not reading. They're going to the movie.
They're going to it's the not, movie, and they made the movie because there's millions of these girls that fucking read the book. And then if we make a movie and put a halfway fucking decent-looking cast in this, they're going to come twice, and they're going to beat off in the front row.
Skyfall has only been out for, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah, 2 weeks now, and it's number six, $253 million.
That's number six.
It's wild.
That's great. No, it's Skyfall is amazing, an assault. What did you see the Bourne...
No, I didn't see
redundancy. What was that called?
The Bourne redundancy.
The Bourne Jeremy. Advocacy. The Bourne Jeremy. The Bourne again. Ooh, look at all this. Domestic. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got. Ooh, who did that? Anything happen on? Internet. We've all lost our rights. They're going to do deep packet inspections on us now. Nothing you can send can be anonymous. Kind of scary. No. Think about it, people. All that porn you look at. Now they'll know. They knew about Petraeus.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that there's porn on the internet?
Yeah, it's free, too. Well, no, you pay like $50 a month for your internet connection through your ISP. This new bill that nobody had 15 years ago. And the movie studios, now everybody in America, 98% of America is wired up to internet or high-speed internet or something of some sort, 80% on high-speed internet. All paying this $50 a month, a bill that wasn't there 15 years ago. Now the music studio, music companies and producers are going, where's our millions from our, you know, CDs and stuff like that? There's money being made. People are paying for singles now on iTunes, you know, $1.39 or whatever for just a single.
99 cents.
And why you could get whole albums for $8 or $10.
Why buy the entire album if there's only one good song on it?
Why tell a story if they're just going to watch one scene?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Why make a movie if they're just going to watch the action scene?
That's why you make shorts. That's why you put it up on YouTube for 3 minutes.
Don't make shorts. I mean, t-shirts.
You know.
Did we talk about the future trends with the dying in the rivers? Using drones, and these are activists. They use drones to fly over the textile plants in Mumbai and in Mexico. And they, by the color of the dyes being washed into the rivers, they know what color the next season's going to be on Madison Avenue. And, they know what the next trends are going to be by the, like, if it's yellow dye going into the river. They're like, yep, yellow's in this spring. Kind of sad.
Drones.
Oh, the drones have come.
Drones.
Cheetah drones to pack mule drones to, now we've got, you know, the flying, hovering, the fish drones. A fish swam from like San Francisco to New Zealand. A fake mechanical fish.
Yeah. There's a whole TED talk on it, man. You know what's really trippy though about these fake fish? They school. Automatically.
I haven't seen the school video, but
they, without being programmed to, without being told to in any way, they group. They school. You put seven or eight or two dozen into the water in different locations. They'll come together and they'll school and they'll swim.
I've seen people home mod those little copters, those quadcopters, and put like four of them. And they would hook them up through Audrina or whatever and have them all doing same stuff and doing playing games and holding like a net while the others played. I've seen, you know, and flying through the hoops and upside down and stuff. And
well,
they're
those
like,
are, but those are, they're controlling them to do that. I'm saying these automatic drone fish that are not remote controlled, like they're programmed to drop them in the water and go. So they can observe schools of fish, so that they can observe migratory patterns of whales and all the other shit. They're schooling on their own. They're doing it automatically.
We also have an application of kind of artificial intelligence they're working on. What's that? What do you call that with the computers? The learning?
Terminators,
yeah, sure. They got Watson working on like medicine and conflicts with drugs. Watson,
Dr. Watson?
No, the Watson that was on Jeopardy.
Oh.
The robot. They took him and now they're using him to screen drug interactions.
Isn't that a little unfair to put a robot on Jeopardy? Like, isn't that a little cheating?
He was really bad at the break when they come back and they do the little stories and talk about themselves. He sucked at that.
Of course he doesn't. I was programmed in Palo Alto.
Who? We said. I don't know.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Hal.
Well, Alex.
Why don't you take a chill pill and we'll talk about it. The world's going to end. That's okay. The world as we know it. And that might include the Kardashians and Honey Boo Boo Child. And that might include reality shows.
Isn't
that a song? Ooh, what if they just meant reality shows was going to end?
No, see, I think that's what they meant. Reality shows would show up. And it's here the world has ended. We have reality television.
Is that one of those seals? Is that the eighth seal or something?
What? I was just looking at this. The ratings, the top television shows for this year. Number one was Big Bang Theory. And then after that is Dancing with the Stars. The Voice. Like it's reality. X Factor.
Ooh, really?
You know, yeah.
And they're not even counting cable, so you think you because can dance. They said the top watch shows are now Walking Dead and Dexter.
This is TV Guide. You know, it's like.
Years from now, they're going to be hearing these shows we're talking about. They'll be like, what was The Walking Dead? The zombie craze will end right before World War Z opens.
Yeah, I'm not. That is not a movie I'm looking forward to.
Oh, I am. I read the book. I love it. Zombies.
See, I might want to read the book.
Zombies in 2012. There's zombie everything.
What book I listened to recently? My girlfriend got me an audiobook that I thought was absolutely hysterical.
He actually said, you know what book I listened to recently? You freak.
Pull it back.
Pick up paper.
Let's do it again.
Flip pages. No, I read
books too, but
it enters
but
your
I
brain
also,
a different way. Entering through your eyes and hearing it through someone else's voice.
No, I understand.
You don't have your own voice. They're talking.
And I want to read it as well. But you know what? I live in Los Angeles and I spend about 40 hours a week in my car. So it's nice to have something that I can listen to as well. I feel a bit narcissistic listening to our show. But anyway, the book.
You're
Lamb,
in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Welcome,
fellow narcissist.
Lamb, The Gospel According to Biff, Christ's Childhood Pal. If you haven't read this book, Go out and buy it.
What's Christ's childhood
it's,
pal
it's called? It's called Lamb.
Lamb.
The Gospel According to Biff.
Oh, Biff.
Christ's childhood pal. And basically it covers everything from when Christ is about 5 years old up until his death. And it's hilarious. It's such a great perspective. And it covers everything. The years that are missing from the Gospels, you know, everything from five until he, you know, bitch slaps his, yeah. No, even, you know, he appears at 12.
Oh, okay.
He bitch slaps the Pharisees and then he disappears again until he's 30.
I flunked all that.
So, but no, this covers all of it.
I was studying science.
But it's a great book. It's a great book. Check it out. The audiobook is read by Fisher Stevens.
Oh, no, that's priceless.
He's fantastic. He does such a great job. So.
How do you feel about, how does the audience feel about, there's been fights over creationism versus Darwinism and teaching science and whether classes on creationism count as science or whether they just sneak it into the public school books and they just include it right in the science.
Whatever you're feeling, whatever your feelings on, and here's where we'll get our calls. Leave it to Gabe to say the shit that's going to get our calls.
893-9562. That number again is 800-893-9562.
Whatever one's feelings on creationism, can we please stop treating evolution like it's observed fact? It's a theory. None of us were there. The amount of time it takes for genetics to evolve. And by the way, this horse shit about the reason giraffes' necks are so long is because they had to reach really high into the tree.
Yeah, into the
bullshit.
Trees.
They eat grass. Okay? You know what? If you don't want to teach creation in science class, fine. That's fine. But can we please remember that it's called the theory of evolution?
Been a pleasure.
Same here. Well, Hurricane Irene brought more than just Bill wind Nye damage and severe flooding to cities on the East
Fox
Coast.
News.
It's revived a national debate as to whether global warming might be causing an increase in hurricanes and other extreme weather. Right. In fact, a recent cover story in Newsweek declared that this kind of wild weather may be the, quote, new normal. Here with insights on that is Bill Nye, otherwise known as the science guy. Okay, Bill, I'm going to come right at you. Hurricane Irene, proof of global warming.
Well, I don't think the word proof's what you're looking for. Evidence or a result of? Yeah, yeah. Now, here's what the people will tell you who run these climate models. Now, everybody, the word model in this usage is a computer program. Very sophisticated computer program.
You're asking him about the economy and how God and the CO2
about this tax. Cool thing or remarkable thing that as the sea surface in the Pacific gets
and they ask him about how it affects the economy and he goes
racist,
well, our
comments would come up in the course
nuclear you know things that we've like found
right. He's very passionate
about the history
it. He grew up in a part
those are what's in our phones and our TVs and everything you're holding in your hand all of your computer screens are rare earth minerals
yeah
rare earth metals
yep.
Really rare. Like, I think that there's like mining companies and stuff like that they just, you know, totally exist to find these little things. I've been watching Gold Rush. Oh, that's the thing. This year, too, you got moonshiners, Gold Rush, African gold, Alaskan wild, or not the Sarah Palin one, but like wild in Alaska. And I love... it's like they're prepping for, dude, you're going to have to start digging in the salt mines. Either the aliens are coming or it's going to be such a rough economy, a crash. People are going to head for the hills and be eating like mouth to foot.
Well, here's a question. Has anyone considered the possibility that maybe the reason we tried to see if we could get to Mars is because if we can get to Mars, it's conceivable we can get to the asteroid belt. If we can get to the asteroid belt, we can start mining the asteroids for those metals that we're starting to run out of here on Earth. Those things that are precious.
You know what? The energy it would take to do that is not worth the effort.
We don't know that yet. We don't know what's in those asteroids yet.
Doesn't fucking matter. That we haven't even used 100% of our Earth. The next step is really us to use 100% of the sun's energy. We can't even, we're capturing like...
We're not going to do that.
Right. And then after that, you have to, then you take care of like the solar system, being able to take the whole energy of the solar system. You can't, you know, going out to the asteroid belt, that we barely, whipped around the moon a couple of times. We've sent some robots, and two out of three of them disappeared.
We finally got to Mars.
we finally got to Mars.
That's the amazing part. We landed. We landed on Mars. We didn't just crash into it like Wile E. fucking Coyote.
We landed and we're riding a little remote control vehicle around.
Yeah.
He's got a little AI. He's got a little sentience. This one's got character. We love Pathfinder. Is it Pathfinder?
I don't know.
And they land another one, Discovery.
I thought it was Curiosity.
Curiosity. That's 2012, historic, great pictures live. The NASA Mohawk guy became a meme.
And you know that was a bet, right?
No.
I think I told you about that.
It landed successfully, he's got to do that. They had all these things. What's that on the horizon? It's the part of the parachute you drop. Oh, shit. What's that plastic on the ground? It's part of you that fell off as you're riding over to these. They've found some cool stuff. They've already learned enough that they've funded a 2015 project. 2015. In 2015, they're going to do it again. They got another version of a rover. They're like, well, okay, now that we've learned this, we got to send this. It's budgeted. It's approved. We're going back to Mars. I don't see countries doing this. The Soviets have a space station. Respect to the Soviets.
How long until we get the first man on Mars?
20 years.
20 years from now?
Yeah.
So 2032.
Yeah. Probably sooner, probably like 2025 maybe.
Well, let me ask you, because with technology being so exponential, grows at an exponential rate.
It had paused. Moore's Law was about to get busted. Every 18 months, computational power doubles. And it's held true. They got into trouble at the chip level. They couldn't get smart. They were like, oh, fuck, we're screwed. We can't get it. We will in a few years, but we're going to, oh no, it's the months are running out. Someone figured out how to do a multi-threaded program that takes a single thread chip and acts, and they're like, we're back on track for Moore's Law. So we always figure a way. That's why I don't think we need the precious metals out in the fucking belt, okay? The asteroid belt. That's ridiculous. Shit on the moon. We're not even barely can, you know, scrape our ass on the moon.
No, we don't want to fuck with the moon. You fuck with the moon, you fuck with the gravity of the tides. You fuck with the gravity that affects our weather systems. And we're already fucking up our weather systems. I mean, we don't need anything worse. You know, what affects that is the gravitational pull of the moon, which is directly related to its density. We start pulling out metals. We start pulling shit out that makes the moon dense.
Let's use some dynamite.
I mean, now we're really fucking ourselves in the ass.
Change the course of incoming meteors with paint.
What?
Yeah. White paint.
What, like we're just putting up a road sign, asteroids turn
at the
moon?
No, it's coming towards us, and they spray the white paint, a highly refractive kind of a thing, and literally the sun's energy pushes it enough off course.
When have they done this?
They've done the physics. It's cool.
They did it on a fucking chalkboard.
Theoretical.
At MIT.
Yeah. Okay, but it's got to be a spherical asteroid.
They're drawing shit on a fucking dry erase board. If we use the white paint from, you know, the white paint from the middle of the street where we draw the lines because it's reflective.
It's going to be bots. It's going to be little. You know what? I had a really weird moment this morning. I was reading my alternative news. And at the same moment, one of the stories I was reading shows up on the TV, on like CNN or Fox or whatever. Like, what? Like, all right. I gave him a minute. And it happened again. I was reading another story and boom, they're either like right on Drudge Report with me or
it's the camera in the hotel
or boing boing. Or they're sitting there. They have geeks there.
The news to what you're reading. They've got a camera over your shoulder.
I thought the mainstream shit had gone into my little, you know, these are independent thinkers that I'm reading, and they're either trying to copy my little independent.
You can't see the face I'm making because you're listening. I know. What independent thinkers? You're full of shit.
I thought I was.
Oh man. So what else? Charlie Sheen's meltdown was this year.
It seems like eons ago.
Yeah, it was the summer.
Charlie Sheen took on the big monster and lived.
Took on the big monster. You're talking about Lori?
Everything. You don't turn on your producer, period. You don't turn on a studio, a producer, a cast. You don't call John Cryer a troll.
That was way over the line. Like, Cryer's such a sweet guy.
But troll to him only means, like, you know, money-grubbing Jew. It doesn't mean anything bad. He didn't mean it like a troll. He meant it like a metaphorical troll.
Are you calling Charlie Sheen anti-Semitic?
No, not at all. That was what they were writing about it. It was very, he spit out some good stuff and had tiger's blood and went on a tour that flopped and canceled dates. And he did a live internet show.
I can't believe they sold tickets for that tour. Like, what is
the same people
expect?
Showed up to that? They showed up to the fake wrestling fight with Straight Dave and Borat. Hey, there's always, come on, really, Real Housewives of Pacoima? I mean, Dance Moms? I mean, we really have sunk to the bottom. And in the Mayans, not only were they right.
I think the Mayans just want us to be put out of our misery.
We don't. Oh, breaking news. We don't manufacture anything in the United States anymore. That's okay. That just means we won. We don't kind of make anything anymore. What do you do? I don't know. Sit around.
Government grows us
money. We borrow money from the people that make it and then use that money to buy the shit they made.
We grow stuff.
We grow a lot of stuff.
We grow a lot of food and we ship it and we sell it overseas.
Some people get paid not to grow food.
That's true.
Which, think about that. If they're starving people in Africa, then they're price fixing and not letting people grow stuff, or not letting them, but paying them to not grow it.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying farmers in America to not grow, and there's people that need food.
Yeah. And by the way, we have enough food for everybody. We don't have the, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh yeah, we don't have the cojones to make sure that the food gets to the people who need it. We don't seem to care enough to make sure that the food gets to the people who are starving.
Sandy hit Jersey and New York and Seaside Heights and destroyed it. And FEMA's doing nothing. And Coast Guard, they can barely get in to help a tenth of the people. And one of the most effective groups was Occupy Sandy. The Occupy Wall Street people who put together Occupy Sandy. And they went in and set up points, distribution points. Send out people to find everybody and tell them where it was and get them to it. They were three times more effective than the government. And the government shut them down and did a raid on their headquarters and said, you cannot do this. You're not licensed to.
God forbid somebody make them look bad.
Why do they not have Wi-Fi in church? Because the church doesn't want to compete with an unseen power that actually works.
When have you ever been somewhere where Wi-Fi actually worked? I pay $50 a month. I pay $50 a month for Wi-Fi and it's still fucking spotty.
Wait, you pay for Wi-Fi?
Well, I pay for internet and I have a wireless router.
Right. Oh, you don't just use the Mac and the airport that's built in to just broadcast your own signal from the Mac, which is 100% reliable?
You still have to get it to the Mac.
Why can't you just...
Because the way my 75-year-old apartment is built, the jack that the Wi-Fi comes into is in the bedroom, and I have my desk in my office.
Okay. Sorry. I wire cable. My stepdad taught me that.
No, I want to do that. I want to plug into the MacBook and just use the MacBook as its own Wi-Fi.
Let your iMac airport fly, man. It's awesome. You can share it. Leave it open. It's kind of illegal in places, but you can.
Fuck no. I pay for that shit. I'm not letting people freeload on me.
Oh, there's no unlimited?
No.
After so many gigs, then you pay $10 for every extra fucking 100 gigs or something like that?
No, it's unlimited, but it's still like, I pay for it.
Yeah.
I pay for the access. Why am I going to let other people access for free on my dime? I work hard for that money, man.
We let the AT&T make customers pay for the new wiring and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, no, we're updating to U-verse. And we're moving off of the phone lines and we're now going into the, you know, the cable line or its own line.
Mm-hmm.
They were subsidized that by the government, by the FCC
mm-hmm.
or the FTC. So we're like paying again. And whatever their profits are, it's ridiculous. When is that not a public service like gas or, you know, I don't
gas
know how much.
Gas isn't a public service. You don't get to pull up to the gas station and fill gas, up your car for free.
You know, electricity, gas, power.
None of that stuff is free. None of that stuff is free.
Water's free. Cold water is free.
No, it's not.
Oh, only if you rent.
That's right.
The landlord pays for it.
That's right. Water is not free. Don't be fooled by the giant bodies of it lying in land and out in the ocean. Don't be fooled by the plentifulness of it. Don't be fooled by the fact that it falls from the sky.
But if you live in Texas, you're not allowed to catch it and keep it. You have to let it hit the ground and roll off because you can't store it.
Water is property of the government. You pay for it. It's called a utility bill.
And you pay people to take your trash away.
That's right.
Yeah. These are all, thank you, Rome. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for all this stuff. One of the citizens paid for the aqueduct to be built. Yep. They paid for the plumbing in town.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for security, and they had great guards around. We paid for great security here. At midnight in Los Angeles, Rampart Division, the main police department rolls with 12 cars. 12 cars in Los Angeles at the midnight shift. That's when to pull the shenanigans. No. And bar cop time's always great. No matter what. If you're sober or not, if you're just, you know, looking around, the cops just eat everybody alive at bar cop time. Be careful on the roads. Never drink and drive. Well, I was talking to some friends about roadies and actual gas stations that used to have draft and just dip what size cup you need. Okay. And be like, how many? 2.5 beers. Okay. And then we give you a cup the size of 2.5 beers and then take it right, you know, truck drivers and stuff. There's a culture sometimes in places. You're drink and drive. You always drink and drive.
I went to a show a few months ago. Saw a guy pulled up outside of the bar where the show was going to happen. Gets out of his car. Can of Miller Lite in hand. Drinks the last couple drops. Throws it down on the ground, goes into the bar, orders another drink. It's like, dude, okay, there's drinking and driving, and there's drinking while driving. Like, that's just fucking stupid. Like, at least put it, if you're going to be that fucking stupid, try to at least hide it, so that if you get pulled over for something stupid, like accidentally running a red light or not signaling when you change lanes, the cop doesn't shine the flashlight into your car and go, what's that? That's a Miller Lite? You're going to jail, motherfucker.
We've entered the brave new world, and we're here. What comes first? Are we going to have 1984 or are we going to have Brave New World? We totally have both. It's totally Orwellian. Big Brother, you know, gets us in our little hate minute every day. His name is Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly is Big Brother. We go to the Feelies. We take our Soma. We're decanted. We're programmed from birth. Now we're programmed, and we're programmed with Disney, and then we're programmed. You know, they set kids, babies, as soon as they can, and they did studies. They recommend kids under, I think it's 2. Or 2, 3 should not watch TV. It really fucks them up developmentally.
Yeah.
And so they're programmed that young and brand recognition. These kids are like, I know McDonald's. I know Guess Jeans. I know that. They know every logo and symbol and corporate logo. And very consumer, buy. And in Brave New World, it was why mend away when you can toss away? And the culture was you throw it away because then you buy something new. You buy a new, you know, you're helping commerce and you're helping production. You're helping, you know, things roll along as they should. And right now with the recession, we're in 2012. When you look back on this years from now, the year 2012, it got rough. Gas goes up, milk goes up, food, all food, grains, rice, anything you buy has gone up. Every value meal ain't no value. From $3 to $4 to $6 for a goddamn value meal at Jack in the Box.
It's unbelievable. I used to be able to get an entire meal for $5 or less. Now you go to McDonald's and you order a value meal at $7. It's ridiculous. McDonald's.
And you may think you're getting a little raise at work or, oh God, thank God they didn't shave too many of my hours off. And I know pension is gone and I know, you know, stocks are down and, you know, oh God, I didn't buy gold, shit. But you think you're doing okay, but then look at the cost of gas. Look at the cost of the food now.
Yeah, cost of living increases never match the cost of living.
Taxes in California going up to 53% for some income levels. State tax.
Well, that's, but that's folks, what is it, $250,000 a year or more?
It was like 36% tax. Now it's 52%.
So you're telling me that you have to survive on $125,000 a year?
It's all relative. More money, more problems. We got calls. Ooh, look at that.
Oh, we got a call?
Like, I think we got a call. Hey, 443, thank you for calling. How can we take your order?
Take my order. Yeah, can I get a fat chick to go, please?
You got, I got three right over. They say they're not, the reason they're not, they're fucking you isn't because they're fat. It's because they're drunk.
Yeah. Really? Is that really the reason, Keith? Really, man?
Really? How are you?
What's up, brother?
What you got for us tonight? It's our wrap-up show for 2012.
I just like to say that I'm definitely blessed to have a friend like you and to have a show to listen to like this on a Saturday night. And I hope it goes in the next year and you guys continue to just kick ass and tell the truth.
Thank you very much. Who is this? Who are we talking to? I don't know.
Keith knows who I am.
Okay, Keith knows. I don't know who you are.
Do you live on the East Coast?
Yep.
Do you live in Maryland?
Yeah, buddy.
Does your name rhyme with Democrat?
Yep.
It's Pat.
But I'm a Republican.
It's Pat Abel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you're as red as they make, man. I love you, brother.
After our incredible discussion just a few weeks ago, you couldn't extend me the courtesy of introducing yourself? What's up? What's that about?
Hi, I'm Pat. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Pat. It's good to talk to you again.
Pat is the greatest guy. He is a survivor. He is got great family. And he is, he knows what's going on. He sees it. He sees it every day. He's right in the heart of it. I know everyone... I joke that he's CIA, but, you know, you don't have to tell me. It's okay. Everyone I talk to that lives...
the reason that I called, brother, is because a one-star admiral in the Adriatic Sea right now has just been relieved of duty.
Whoa.
It came from the White House. That's 20 naval officers have been relieved from duty.
Why did they pull...
Within the last 6 months.
You know that...
Last
what
resort,
was that series
man.
You showed me with the
last
submarine?
Last resort.
So that was the pre-programming, or they
That's,
pulled
well,
it...
And they even talk about it. Like, in the second... In the... There's a scene about... It's right after the opening. It's right after the awesome opening with the sub coming up. On the television, in the captain's quarters... The captain and the XO are having a discussion in the background. You hear six. This makes the sixth high ranking naval officer to, I forget whether they were fired or whether they quit. Next thing, nukes to Pakistan. If you follow the show, that's what happens next.
We just did a drone strike. No. We just did a drone strike yesterday in Pakistan.
There you go.
Saw it in the news today. And I was like, how did the Pakistanis feel about us doing that? And we're like, you're not taking care of it, so we're going to fucking take care of it.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, come on, dude. 20 naval officers in the last 6 months, reasons for lack of leadership and bullying. Really? What are we, fucking high school?
Lack of leadership and bullying?
Yes. Those are the reasons given for their removal. They range from lack of leadership to bullying to...
So it's right through
unbecoming of a naval officer.
Who are they accused of bullying?
They didn't go into detail on that because they can't, but it's just ridiculous, man.
So it's, you go, for those that, you know, have like geography, are you talking about the Adriatic?
Well, let's just say in the Arabian Peninsula type area in the water.
Okay.
This guy's on a vessel and they shit canned him.
Is it the same, is it any particular reason? Is it the same reason as the other?
It just said it ranges in range from lack of leadership to, bullying and conduct becoming of an officer.
Conduct unbecoming an officer, right?
That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me.
No problem.
Becoming an officer. Okay. Coming off sir, could anything in chain of command, but I'm thinking the bullying doesn't make any sense unless it was someone at the time trying to take his command physically at the time, and he was like, sit the fuck down.
I mean, it makes sense. It's unlikely that it's legitimate, but there's a lot of different ways a high-ranking naval officer can bully somebody.
The leadership thing is also weird, the lack of leadership.
Yeah, that, like, you know, I feel like charges like that are so fucking ubiquitous. Like, can we please be a bit more specific? You're saying lack of leadership. Is this not giving orders? Is this
It's for you following orders, or it's for you not following orders. It's a catch-22. They could just use those terms for anything they want. And they got some lawyers that have some great stories that'll back it up.
I think the reason all this is happening, now, I could be wrong, but I'm just taking a shot in the dark here, but these naval officers that are being relieved of duty, could they have been the same officers that were in and around the waters of the Middle East that could have helped out the people in Benghazi, and they were going to, and they said, we're going to break order. No, you're going to be relieved from duty. And I mean, so these guys have been spoken out saying, hey, we were there. We could have been there in 30 minutes, but you guys chose not to. I mean, people that are speaking out, are these the guys that are getting clipped because they're running their mouth and they're speaking their mind?
You know, for some weird reason, that reminds me of this nurse or administrator that let the prank call into Catherine's room.
Dude, that was so fucking horrible.
And she commits suicide the next day?
What?
Did you hear about
this? That's so fucking horrible, man. In Australia.
So they called into the hospital where she's,
who is this? Catherine?
The prince's wife.
Oh.
She's going to have twins.
Kate Middleton.
Okay.
Kate Middleton. And they said, oh, yes, it's the queen. And they did, like, really bad accents. And they got in, and they're like, how's she doing? And she totally said everything. Or, they transferred it to the room. Whatever the story is of what she did. And, that's a little slight minor violation. But, come on, they're saying they're the queen. They and their studio didn't fire them or anything like that yet. And actually, they didn't. What happened was this nurse or administrator showed up dead, suicide the next day, and they quit. They go, we got to step down. That's ridiculous. So now, that reminds me of the, anyone that suddenly goes missing or, conveniently this thing crashed and it had all the people that were involved in this one incident, tying up loose ends and stuff like that. That's the mafia way. I'm sure the Irish are different. They actually leave you alive, but they kill everyone around you. We're going to watch your baby die, your mama die, but you're going to keep alive.
I know this is off topic and everything, but I just have to say, the best show on TV ended on Tuesday, and I'm crushed until next year.
What show is that?
Can you name that show?
It ended on Tuesday?
Yeah.
But what was the finale on? I have no idea.
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, Hamlet. Yes. Well, isn't the next season the last season?
No, there's one more after that, I think.
Okay.
But still, I'm just really upset
they killed Opie because Ryan Hurst. I went to high school with Ryan Hurst. And
did you really?
Yeah, he went to Santa Monica High School. And he actually did a great Cyrano in high school. He played Cyrano de Bergerac. He's a monster, and he's funny. He's big. He's quick. He's very deep and dramatic. And I thought his work on. I was very sad to see Opie go.
Oh man, he's starting in a new show on FX.
That's good. I'm so glad that they're taking care of him because it hurts. You're on a show, and all of a sudden you're dead on Lost. Like, oh,
I know,
shit.
It's crazy.
They get like, oh, everyone's getting like three more seasons, but to get a new show is awesome.
But did you see the finale?
Of Lost?
No, of Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
I've seen half of the pilot. I don't watch the show, no.
Well, Kevin Sutter, he the writer, he plays this guy, Otto, that's in jail.
Oh.
And this scene was just really epic because he was supposed to give his deposition on a RICO case, and he spit his tongue out and banged his chin on the table and bit his own tongue off so he couldn't rat on anybody. It was just the most pivotal scene I've ever seen in the movie. It was awesome. Me and the show.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was just epic. But anyway, look, man, I love you guys. Your show is awesome. I enjoy it. You take care of the fans that call in, and you're open and honest and forthright with everything you say. And I can't wait till next year, man.
We can't either. We're doing another year here at Skid Row Studios on your radio dial, skidrowstudios.com. And if you're listening to an archive through iTunes or Stitcher or Blitcher or whatever the fuck they call those things that do podcasts and such, go to www.skidrowstudios.com right now. Hit the play button and God knows what you will hear. And dude, good to talk to you, Pat. It was great to talk to you the other night too.
Dude, that was an awesome conversation. That was just awesome. It was epic.
Yeah. So how you doing?
In a big way, brother.
How was 2012 for you? What kind of year was it for you? Good, bad?
It was good, but right now it's really sad. And I told you on the phone tonight, but I'm not going to go into detail and bum anybody out. But yeah, it's, you know what, man, it's life. And I'm just blessed to be here because I'm surviving cancer, and every day's a gift, man. And I'm blessed to wake up every day and put my feet on the ground.
Yeah, me too.
I got to make the most of it, you know?
Yeah, we all do. Get busy living or get busy dying. It's later than you think.
Best movie ever, bro. Anyway, you guys take care. Get some other callers. Enjoy your evening. And stay frosty.
All right, you too. Be safe.
Have a good one.
See you, brother.
Love me some Pat. Thanks for bringing us up to date on the inside. He's going to get Leavenworth for this shit. I know. And now the Echelon computer has heard me say that, and they've now sucked the whole conversation, triangulated his cell phone, and I'll probably not hear from him a week from now. Let's see. And then they'll come for me. Oh, God, Gabe, help, save me.
I don't know what I can do for you, bro.
And then they came for me.
Hey, Keith.
What, yeah.
I used to work for a company that had a data center in the Las Vegas, off the strip, but close enough that you could see the strip from this data center. And this place was guarded with high grade military trained officers, and we had to go through this whole evaluation or
security background check.
Yeah, like we had to go through background checks and all kinds of stuff. And the rumor was that underneath the surface of this data center was where the Echelon project was. Most of the data warehouse for that project was located there. This was one of I remember them telling us that this data center was on the same level as hospitals if there was a power outage, in terms of priority as to when you know, people would react to restore power for this. It was on the same level as a hospital. So in the event of like some kind of nuclear strike, like this place would withstand that for a certain amount of time or something. All kinds of crazy security things we had to jump through, and we were just a advertising company, you know, we were nobody. And yeah, guys with M16s in hand escorting you through the hallways.
You can't tell us anything. Did you see the aliens? Did you see them?
I didn't see any aliens.
Or at least that's what you're allowed to tell us.
Brent Spiner didn't pop up out of
what
nowhere.
A perfect role for him. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Did you read about the data center in New York during with the diesel bucket brigade to keep the generators going?
No, I didn't hear about that.
There was a data center in New York, blog host Squarespace and Fog Creek Software, and they had 5-gallon buckets of diesel up 17 flights of stairs to provide power to the Pier 1 data center. And so they had up to 30 guys handing these fucking 5 gallons of diesel to each. And they go, we figured the thing, we can stay on till 6 a.m. And then we got to figure out another solution between. It was like 11. They were going through that much diesel to power everything and keep it going. But he was like just determined. He's like, I'm going down with the ship.
It's interesting, right? Because, you know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't hear people of going to such lengths to keep a website up and running.
But you also know how fragile it is. A little earthquake in San Francisco. a little weather event in New York, and boom, you lose Amazon, you know what I mean, eBay and PayPal all go at the same time because they're all in the same center. Yeah. Facebook will have a hiccup. Hiccup and people lose their fucking minds. The internet's not working.
Well, when EC2, Amazon's EC2 had major problems not too long ago, entire companies were completely wiped out because of being in Amazon's cluster, you know. Netflix was taken offline for a really long time because the majority of their hosts was embedded in Amazon's EC2 cloud. So you got all these businesses that are looking for a cheap way to put up their website and run their business, and they're all in Amazon's cloud. So if something goes wrong with Amazon, you take out all these companies.
Netflix gets 200 million requests a second. I think it is, through all of the data coming in and out. They're taking in 200 million pieces of information a second.
Yeah.
And Netflix rocks anything from the littlest iPhone to whatever you stream on your PlayStation, your thing. It looks like a movie. It's not like stuttery.
No,
I got it on my computer.
Got it on my iPad. Got it on my iPhone.
They fucked up a couple times where they don't do letterbox, or they fucked up a couple times where the sound's not there, or all of a sudden the movie just stops playing.
Yeah.
And it never. And you call. I've called in once. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to watch this. I fucking got to watch. You know,
Iron Man
Escape from New York, please. And they'll be like, what's the code? And I'm going to give them the problem. There's a trouble code if anything happens.
Yeah.
Like, I've rebooted this, everything. They're like, oh, okay, no, we are having a problem with that. That's great. You know, yeah. It was a couple of days and the movie was gone. And then it came back and it was fixed.
Yep.
But some of them were like atrocious and people were like, I can't believe this isn't working right. It's pretty funny. Every once in a while it slips through, but they got, you know, thousands and thousands of movies.
There's a lot going on. You got things happening.
We will. Well, you're looking in for the future back on this show, and thank you for listening, everybody, live tonight.
By the way, I think this is time travel. Like, we're doing the show right now. Yeah. Somebody's going to listen to it next week.
Yeah, and they're going to go, what problems did they have? Because we have an interneural net that's already solar-powered, and we're already on Mars, and we're already conquered hurricanes.
Global warming happened. This moment.
We lowered the sea level 7 feet. We got all this new beachfront property. We're totally on top of it. We're like, we're not. Or Supreme Court's sitting right now to see if gay people can get married. And in the future, you're going to probably laugh at that very idea. Just like we laugh that black people had to drink at a fountain. So thank you for listening.
A different fountain.
Yeah.
Because everybody has to drink at a fountain, Kate.
No, they get to. Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Thank you, Gabe. Good wingman. My co-host, Gabe Romero. Thank you for helping me so much with the show.
It's my honor to be here, Keith. Yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Great hot guests, all of them. So many great looking women.
By the way, real quick, we got 20 seconds. Let's look back on the guests we've had. We had Guy and Aaron. We had the guys. We had Jeremy Miller, Scotty Schwartz, Brad Keston, Angelique.
Scotty Schwartz came back again.
Yeah, we had Angela Lee Sloan. We had.
William Zabka.
Ooh, that was great. We had
Martha Nix, we had Scotty Schwartz.
And good night. I know we forgot some, but we love them all.
Good night, everybody.